16 years ago, director Robert Altman and Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau collaborated on an ambitious TV series for HBO that created a fictional candidate for president and filmed him rubbing up against actual candidates, reporters, and citizens. That series was called Tanner 88, and it's back for a repeat run in another presidential election year. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Why watch a fake documentary series about a fake presidential candidate who mounted a fake campaign 16 years ago? I've got three very good reasons. The first reason is that, believe it or not, Tanner 88 is still relevant. 16 years ago, the Republicans controlled the White House, and there was a pack of Democratic hopefuls jockeying to outmaneuver one another in the early primaries and caucuses. The Democrats ended up running then against George Bush, just as they're running now against his son. The second reason is that Tanner 88 is great television. It didn't start out that way, because Robert Altman and Gary Trudeau basically were inventing the genre as they went along, and the first episode, which was about campaigning in New Hampshire and aired the night before the primaries, tried too hard and was too broad and satirical. But just as Jack Tanner, the fictitious candidate played by actor Michael Murphy, quickly found his footing and his voice and momentum, so did Tanner 88. The tone became a lot more serious and focused on the process of mounting a campaign and getting votes, or failing to. After the second special, HBO committed to a series, and those 11 episodes will be repeated Tuesday nights on the Sundance Channel. It's the first time they've been televised since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. The three stars of Tanner 88, the ones who are paid actors, are Murphy as Jack Tanner, who looks and sounds a little like Gary Hart, Pamela Reed as campaign manager T.J. Kavanaugh, and Cynthia Nixon, now co-starring on HBO's Sex and the City, as Tanner's politically committed 19-year-old daughter, Alex. Other featured actors include E.G. Marshall and Harry Anderson, but the most fascinating supporting players in Tanner 88 are the real politicians Altman and his cast and crew encounter while trudging through the actual campaign trail. The fake candidate, Jack Tanner, shakes hands with the real Gary Hart and Bob Dole, and has a lengthy, introspective conversation with Bruce Babbitt just after that real presidential candidate dropped out of the race. Years before the behind-the-scenes look at the Bill Clinton run for president was documented in The War Room, Altman and Trudeau were making it up as they went along on Tanner 88. And though the candidacy is fictional, the process was real. When a focus group laughs at an early Tanner campaign ad, the candidate meets privately with his staff and speaks from the heart about his message and motivations. His remarks are sparked by his opinion that none of the other Democratic candidates in the race that year, including Richard Gephardt, Joe Biden, Michael Dukakis, and Al Gore, got the answer right to a very simple question. Who's your favorite Beatle?
And there are those people who tell you that our noisy dissent, our raucous squabble, weakened us as a country, caused us to lose our supremacy. Don't you believe it? We are the envy of this world. Why? Because throughout our history, we have always maintained that we could do better. We've insisted that we could do better. We've always been willing to reinvent ourselves for the common good. And in our darkest hour, leaders, real leaders, have always stepped forward to hold the American people to the responsibility of citizenship. Well, it's time for that kind of leadership now, TJ. I'm not sure that it's me, but I'd like the chance to find out.
Oh, and if you young people are still wondering, the right answer is John Lennon.
I promised three reasons why you should watch Tanner 88. In addition to its relevance and its excellence, here's number three. To update this Sundance Channel rebroadcast, Altman and Trudeau got together and filmed new openings for each episode. Openings in which the three principal actors look back in character and reflect on the 1988 race. Altman has called Tanner 88 the best work he's ever done, and his enthusiasm for this is obvious. These new openings, written by Trudeau, are delightful, and they bring the series and the characters right up to date. Here's Cynthia Nixon as Alex Tanner, then Michael Murphy as her father, in one such new introduction.
I can still see him as president. I completely can. I don't know if you've seen the Draft Tanner website. The graphics are a little lame, although maybe not to a layperson. Anyway, I was talking to one of the founders, a graduate student of his, who's incredibly cute, by the way. I don't know what he's doing in graduate school, but he told me that everything is there for an independent run. Committed backers, the meetup capability, a campaign blog, flash mobs, all the key pieces. All we need is the candidate.
Has she gone mad?
Maybe it's not so crazy, but maybe it's just not the right time. People from show business seem to mount playful runs for the presidency at 20-year intervals. Will Rogers ran as a joke in 1928 until voters started taking him seriously. Howdy Doody ran in 1948, but he was just a dummy. In 1968, Pat Paulson from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour ran, sticking his toe in the same pond that Tanner 88 would dive into 20 years later. So maybe 2008 is the year for Tanner or for someone else. Meanwhile, let's take what we can get. Cast your vote for the Sundance Channel and Tanner 88.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.